Welcome into another Daily Buckeye Blitz for Sunday, July 24th, 2022. Sunday fun day. Hope you're having a good one. I slept in a little bit today, so we're rolling out a little bit later. But hope you still have time to watch this and let me know what you think. So today, our topic is Bijan versus Travion. Who you got? Who has the better 2022 season overall? Not team, but this is an individual award. This is not the Heisman. We all know the Heisman is not really the better player award. So this is stats, rushing yards, average, touchdowns, receiving. What do they bring to the table? And we'll dig into that real quick. And I think that strength of schedule has something to do with it. And offensive line definitely has something to do with it. So let's jump into it right now. So Bijan, let's look at Bijan's 2021 real quick. Let's keep in mind that he did not play in a bowl game. So they only played a regular 12-game season. He did have 1,127 yards, 11 touchdowns, 295 through the air, and 4 touchdowns. Now, this average, 5.8 yards per carry, compared to Travion. Travion did have an extra game, but he only rushed for 83 yards in that Utah game. We know that was a high-flying, you know, fireworks show from JSN and CJ. So let's look at Travion's stats real quick. 1248 on the ground, so more rushing yards, 6.8 yards per carry. That's a yard more per carry than Bijan. Keep that in mind. 15 touchdowns. Compare that to the 11 on the ground from Bijan. Receiving, he tops Bijan in that. 312 and 4 touchdowns. Same touchdowns, and Bijan had 295. So we'll call that close to the same, but Travion still has a statistical gain there. So how does 2022 look? We look at 2021 and the stats and everything. 2022 for the Texas Longhorns, I'm not feeling good about it, honestly. Right now, their strength of schedule, according to Phil Steele, is a 15th in the country. We are 14th, so negligible, you could say. I think their schedule a little bit softer than a 15th in the country. I know they played Bama early on, but they do have that weak ass fucking Pac-12 or Big 12, Pac-12, whatever the fuck they're going to be this year. Anyway, Ohio State's a 14th in the Phil Steele toughest schedules matchup. So we'll call that an even contest there. But then you go to PFF, and Ohio State is a 16 and Texas is a 12th. So PFF looks at it a little bit differently and looks like it. They think Texas has a more difficult schedule. They got Louisiana Monroe, Bama this week two. That's definitely going to be a bad game for Bijan. UTSA, Texas Tech, West Virginia, Oklahoma, Iowa State, Oklahoma State, K-State, TCU, Kansas, Baylor. That doesn't sound like a 12th ranked schedule, 12th toughest schedule in the country, but that's what these rankings say. But what I really want to focus on and what I think the big difference is offensive line. 2022's offensive line for Texas does not look good. This is one of their biggest weaknesses. They lost two starters from last year, and they weren't that great last year. So they could have two freshmen starting on that O-line. So not sure that bodes well for them. Ohio State's O-line, according to Phil Steele's rankings, he has them the number 3 unit in the country, the O-line, and he has Texas at number 19. This is where the huge difference is, in my opinion. Ohio State 3 versus Texas 19. Losing those starters for Texas was not good. I know we lost starters too, but we got able bodies and we know who's filling those holes. So I think this is where the big difference is. And I think Travion goes big. And I do have a Heisman ticket for him at a plus 3,300. So I call it my Buckeye hedge. I got CJ, JSN, and of course Travion. So I'm going Travion this year. I think he easily tops Bijan. I think Bijan comes back down to earth. He'll still have his explosive plays and stuff like that. And I think the difference is those breakout, those big games. Bijan had one, you know, he went for 216. Travion had one, he went for 277, but then he had a buck 50 in there, 102, you know, and he gets it in the end zone, you know. I think with another year of experience, you got to remember, he was 2 years from his last high school football game, you know, 2 years removed last season. He kind of hit that freshman wall, you know, in the middle of the year and got his knee dinged up a little bit. So I think all that contributed to a mediocre 1,200 game season. So look for Travion to be the best back in the country. And Buckeye fans, please, on social media, do not give those PFF social media clowns their clicks and their replies. They're just trolling when they say Deuce Vaughn is the best running back in the country. Come on, man. Get the fuck out of here. So I'm going Travion in the question. Who do you have? Bijan versus Travion? Travion all day. I appreciate you, folks. That was your 5-minute daily podcast. Hope you enjoy it. Like the video, subscribe, hit the BuckeyeCast.com as always, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. See ya.